Finally this hour, a trip to Venezuela with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. For the first time, its conductor, Gustavo Dudamel, took the orchestra to his native country. In Caracas, they performed Gustav Mahler's Eighth Symphony. The music is known as the Symphony of a Thousand, and Dudamel led a chorus of more than that, along with not one but two orchestras. Joining the L.A. Philharmonic was the Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela, where Dudamel is also music director. Brian Lauritsen of member station KUSC traveled with the musicians.
Bringing his two orchestras together was something Gustavo Dudamel had been looking forward to since he became music director in L.A. in 2009.
It's a dream comes true. And it's an honor for me as part of the Bolívars to be here and for me as part of the Los Angeles Philharmonic to be there, you know, and to work together.
But traveling to Venezuela was something of a culture shock for his musicians. They were not allowed to walk on the street alone during the day because of the high crime rate in Caracas. But the culture of music making in Venezuela is incredibly rich. The network of youth orchestras known as El Sistema, or The System, serves nearly 400,000 children each year.
Now, all of you need to blend with one sound.
Members of the LA Phil made several visits to El Sistema sites, called Núcleos, to teach.
Sí, mejor. Y también los picados.
Gustavo Dudamel is the most famous product of El Sistema. Since he burst on the scene a few years ago, music educators across the United States have clamored to create programs modeled on the Venezuelan example. One of the first was Youth Orchestra Los Angeles, or YOLA. Gretchen Nielsen is the LA Phil's Director of Educational Initiatives.
This idea of creating a social context that's extremely important in building the citizen through music obviously is a core piece of what we're doing with YOLA and where we started. If you look at, for example, big differences between Venezuela and the U.S., one is time that we're able to spend with children. Here they spend, what, 6 to 8 hours a day? And for us, we get at the most 3.
That time element is something that LA Phil principal bassoonist Whitney Crockett says is one of the biggest challenges to successfully replicating El Sistema here in the U.S.
I don't know that it would be possible. And I get the sense that in a lot of neighborhoods and barrios, it's the avenue to make their lives better. They don't have a lot of choices. You know, maybe one in a million, it's athletics. But for the average rank and file kid, I've heard that kids wearing El Sistema t-shirts, carrying their instruments, they're bulletproof. They are not messed with in the roughest neighborhoods. What an incredible incentive that would be to get involved.
26-year-old cellist Marimar Perez has been part of El Sistema since she was just 8. Now she's a member of the Simón Bolívar Symphony, the top orchestra in El Sistema. Perez performed with Dudamel and the LA Phil in Los Angeles and in Caracas. She says her parents are not musicians, but both of her sisters are. Still, she says it was a difficult decision to leave home in Comitagua and join the symphony more than 200 miles away in the Venezuelan capital.
In the Venezuelan society, it's not very easy to say to your family, like, I want to be a musician. So I was very blessed because my family, my mother, my father is very supportive with my decisions. So I said to my mother, okay, I want to go to Caracas, and I want to be in the Simón Bolívar Orchestra. My mother said, okay, you have my support. You go to Caracas, and you live there, and take care of you. So more and more the Venezuela society is realized that the musician can be a profession, a real profession, and a beautiful profession.
And it's a profession that continues to give Perez the opportunity to perform all over the world. Later this year, the Simón Bolívar Symphony will play at the Summer Olympic Games in London and at Carnegie Hall in New York. For NPR News, I'm Brian Lauritsen.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.